Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Channel hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black, with my special guest speaker, author Serlina Rose. Our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring right content and relatable dialogue for your listening pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. Like I said, our special speaker is author Serlina Rose to discuss her literary journey and give us the 411 on where to grab a copy of all her page turners. She is an author, a poet, a student, an English major, and she is an international sister. She's in the Dominican Republic, I believe, and I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. Welcome, Serlina Rose. How are you, Queen? Serlina, I'm trying to hear you. Can you connect? Is your microphone open? I think we're having some technical difficulties hearing our guest. Your mic is open on the radio platform. Check your connections, please. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick commercial break while we wait for Serlina Rose excuse me. And Serlina, as soon as you have audio, just say, hey, get my attention. I don't care if there's a song playing, a commercial, whatever. We got to hear your voice. So I hope you can hear mine. We're going to take a quick commercial break while we straighten out the technical difficulties and get Serlina Rose on A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Because it speaks to the children. I am going to check to see if I have Serlina Rose calling in. Area code 767. Is this Serlina Rose?
Hello.
Area code. Hello, is this Serlina?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, Serlina, how are you? Welcome live on A Book Is Born. I am so blessed. It's a pleasure to have you. We really want to hear all about your literary journey. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
Awesome, awesome. All right, I just wanted to make sure. So we are so honored to welcome you on Tribe Family Channel's A Book Is Born. I know that you are calling out of the country. Would you mind telling our listeners who you are and just a little bit about yourself before we begin this amazing interview?
Sure. I'm a young lady from the Caribbean island of Dominica. The community that I reside in is Calabashie. You can find that small, beautiful village along the northeastern coastline of the island. I'm also a student studying English at college, and I just love writing. So, yeah, that's about it with me.
Awesome, awesome. English major, I hear. And, of course, that is going to work well with you as a writer, as a poet, as someone that will take on speaking in public, because after you've published your book, of course, there's the radio interviews like today and possibly those stages for you to grace your voice and your book upon. Now,
yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and I want you to tell us about your writing journey right after this brief message.
Sure.
You know the name.
You saw their story.
You remember the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Life featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Johnson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits. The Shylights were a force to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Johnson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channels. A Book is Born. I am Beverly Black, and it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to welcome author Serlina Rose. Serlina, what motivated you to become an author?
Well, I've always wanted to write a romance novel, so I guess maybe I've been on the path for being an author since, like, from childhood, but it came forth in being an author of poetry first, so that's what motivated me.
All right, so as a poet, have you performed your poetry before audiences?
Well, not really, per se. My first audience were my parents, and then my second audience were, how should I say it, a writer's group that I just newly joined. And thirdly, well, just recently when with one of an interview that I had, that was my second, my third audience. So, yeah, I'm not much of a public person, per se. I am now only trying to open up and gradually get there because that's the author's life, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, like I said, on your publishing journey. And yes, this is, you know, part of it is being able to let audiences hear your voice where possible, appear publicly and push your book and go from there. So tell our audience, what are the titles of your books?
Well, the title of my books are Island Girl Affection, that's a chapbook, and Cherish Virtue. It's a book compiled of poems and verses that speaks of gratitude, nature love, and just being thankful for family and friends. The rest
Oh, okay. Nice. Congratulations. And on our Facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel page, we will be listing your books. We are connected with you and we plan to share your work. So thank you so much. And you are self-published, right?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Tell us how that journey began.
Okay, well, like I said, I took to writing well at a very young age because, you know, your parents instilled in you that level of reading books instead of playing with toys, and that was a very good concept that I appreciated very much. It led me into having creative mentality and mindset and just forming, you know, seeing the beauty in nature and everything around me. So on my writing journey from childhood to adulthood, well, it's just taking me on a trend because first I never thought writing would bring me this far. I usually just use writing as a form of just relaxation or just to put my views into context in poetry forms or just to pass the time. Or while I'm working on my novel, I switch over to pass the time if I find I cannot exactly put the way I want it to be. So on a whole, I never really thought writing would get me this far. I just use it as a pastime, it's a hobby. And as time going, I looked into publishing with traditional form, and I was like, okay, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for that, but I do not have the financial stability yet. So then I look into publishing self, and when I see the difference, I weighed it and I packed it on side for a bit, and then later on with motivation and having several of my poems published in anthologies and poetry books from Twitter and other various international books, I finally decided with encouragement from my family and one or two friends that I should really do a book and just put all my poems that's out there already into one book and just self-publish it. So that was the trend for me. So it all came to being self-published this year.
Wow. You know, I really love the fact that you went forward, you did your research, and you realized that this is something that you can do. And I have just shared your amazing flyer with your beautiful picture and both of your books with you. So we want our audience to please support this sister. She's doing her thing. She's a student. She's going to school. We already know that, you know, it's hard being a woman and a black business owner at that. So she is an indie author of Island Girl, Affection and Cherished Virtues. And we are speaking with Serlina Rose. She considers herself a small town island girl writer, entrepreneur, poetess, and author. Now, Serlina, are there any other writers or published authors in your family that may have influenced some of your, interest in writing?
No, not that I know. I never really come across anyone in my family that is published or no, not that I know.
Well, then you are the trendsetter, I want to say, the one that has started the legacy in your family as a published author. Your work will always be around as long as the written word is alive, as long as the copyright offices are open and we are printing books. You can best believe that you are making history, creating a legacy for you and for your family. So I salute you for that, Queen. That is amazing. And I think that I, too, opened the door in my own family in terms of being a publisher. I am the publisher of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. We publish books that focus on health and wellness. For my listeners, you can visit us online at www.gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. Now, Serlina, how do you come up with ideas for your books? Is it, you know, based on the islands where you are? Any type of, influenced by being in university or, you know, what motivates you?
Well, first off, what motivates me are my parents. My parents are just hardworking and they give me that every time I look at them or I hear them, you know, speak and stuff, they instill positivity into me. So I take my motivation from my parents. Secondly, well, I should say God first. I take motivation from God because God gives you inspiration and blessings to write and all that stuff. And then secondly, my parents. And then with the nature around me, my island inspired plenty of my poetry. And I have a few books that's going to be out soon, coming out soon, and it will be featured in those two books. Three books, actually. It will be featured in there. Although Island Girl Affection has a few, I think, like, because I try to take poems from each of the books that I have to publish and make up Island Girl Affection. So Island Girl Affection is like an intro to the upcoming books. So, yeah, everything around me inspires me to write. Everything. And my experiences and my family.
All right. That is so inspiring. I can't imagine what the beautiful nature of island living is like. I can only picture paradise. So you definitely have to share some of the island with your sister girls and guys online. I'm going to be hounding your Facebook page saying, where are some pictures? Where are some pictures?
Oh, I will be taking a lot of pictures.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what are some of the methods that you use when you just don't feel like writing? Maybe you encounter writer's block. I don't know. But for the sake of the show, A Book is Born, and for possibly inspiring others to write, what do you attribute to motivating you when you're not motivated by your environment or any type of resistance that you get in terms of your writing flow, writer's block, or just feeling melancholy, at the craft?
Okay. Well, I haven't really experienced writer's block with poetry. With writer's block, I maybe have a writer's block with my novel because it's the one that's been delayed several times. Like, I have it this way and then I want to put it that way and then change up this way and then I find it not singing too well with that. So then I will pause and take a good while before I come back at it. And in that sense, it sent me to write poetry because poetry is like no for no for me. And you know, that is how I deal with writer's block. I find inspiration from things around me and nature and well, go on. I will browse the writer's community on Twitter because they post several poetry prompts and writing prompts, and I will use that as motivation to get over writer's block. So I would advise any person that is experiencing writer's block to find some forms or research. There's a lot of those on Pinterest, Google, as well as writers community on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also use that, on Instagram also too. And you can use that as a form of helping you get over your writer's block.
Wow. So you are really utilizing social media in part for the encouragement, for the tools, and for the motivational pieces, you know, if you will, certain building blocks in your writing journey. Like you said, you'll use the Facebook writing groups for motivation. And, you know, that's a good use of your social media time, because we do know that social media is big on distracting us away from our purpose. So what would you say with regards to the message that you are sending out through your writing is the ultimate purpose?
Well, my ultimate purpose, and if you, like you said, you browse through my Facebook page and profile, there's one little motto that I have: dream and entice. If you have to spin it into simple terms, it means create to inspire, but I just turn it to fit me and say dream and entice. So I personally feel that if I put in my work out there, it's hoping to inspire somebody and even motivate them to be better. Or, you know, sometimes the person might be at the time in a very difficult situation or hard situation, maybe crying out their feelings or whatever it may be. And just reading one piece of poetry can lead them to find inspiration and strength and to move forward. So my writing, I tend to write hoping that somebody can use my experience or my words to find inspiration and encouragement and move forward, better themselves. That's what I write.
Wow. So on that note, it's very important to you to engage your readers.
Yes, it is. and I am very open to them. If they want to interact with me or to ask me any question, they can find me wherever they want on any social media.
All right, all right. Well, we are live on Tribe Family Channel, A Book Is Born, with author Serlina Rose. Serlina, where can our audience find you on your social media platforms? And then we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Okay, awesome. Well, they can find me on as my Facebook profile. The name is Serlina Rose. And if you continue searching for Serlina Rose, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube. I have two YouTube. One is an author tube that I just started. That is to document my journey, my writing journey. And I will soon start posting on there, but I will try to post at least once a month or at least twice a month. And you can find me on Goodreads. That's where my books are listed. On BookBub, I just created the account and I uploaded my books on there. So if you read my books and you want to leave a review, you can leave it on Goodreads or BookBub. And you can find me on Twitter. Just search the name of Serlina Rose again. You can find me on TikTok, Pinterest. And just if you search Serlina Rose in Google, anything else that I fail to list, you just look for Serlina Rose, you'll find me there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, you have inspired me, and I have to tell you how. When I received your information, we have been communicating via email. We met in the authors, supporting authors group. And I have since left that group. I can't take it anymore. I don't even, you know, I just can't. Because some of these groups, they just, well, that group in particular, I feel as though the administrator, she is missing in action. And so it's not... it's not moderated, but I've met some pretty good authors in the group. I just felt like it was more of a disservice for me with my own time to continue to be in the group. But how you motivated me through your signature on your email is that you have all of your links conveniently composed via Linktree, and that's linktr.ee/ Serlina Author Rose. And that inspires me to finally one day put everything in one place, because I do believe in my digital real estate, what I pay for, which is gumbleforthesoulinternational.com. But I am also inspired by how you have spread your wings, and these social media platforms, they aren't costing us a thing. So it behooves us to use them for the better purpose of the greater good of our marketing and promotional needs. So we will be right back after this commercial break. You're listening live on Tribe Family Channel, A Book Is Born, hosted by Beverly Black with author Serlina Rose.
In our lives every day, we are faced with difficult challenges that overwhelm us, that take a lot out of us emotionally, mentally, and physically. There are so many things that we can't control. Being held down by the struggles of life, we seek a transformation and a need to connect to the Lord, trusting in Him to complete us and to direct and lead us in the right path. From song lyricist and Christian author Alan T. Black comes his latest book, Just a Closer Walk, sharing the story of a journey that is sure to resonate with each reader. Just a Closer Walk is the third book for best-selling Christian author Alan T. Black. For more information, please visit alantblack.com. That's A-L-A-N-T black.com.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channels, A Book Is Born. I am Beverly Black, and I am interviewing author Serlina Rose. We have time for a couple of more questions, and that's just how fast time flies. But, Serlina, I want to know, are there things you would do differently, and do you have any events coming up before we conclude this interview?
Okay, if there are anything that I would do differently, well, maybe the only thing I would do differently when it comes to my writing would have been taking that opportunity and putting a book out, as in 2020, because in 2020, this was the first time that I ever had poems published. I have short poems, that is haikus and senryus, with published in two books, one by Poetry P and one by Mr. Stewart from Writing Community on Twitter. So with this, through this, I end up being an international poet for my first time, and I was like, for it? Oh my God. I'm like, okay, cool, awesome. Well, yeah. And then I was like, just drive it to the side. And I'm like, yeah, my work out there, but whatever. So move along. And then it happened again in 2021. And I was like, yeah, you see you on a trend. And then since you started going back and, doing your major, your English major, why not just think of, I'm putting a book together again, And I was like, I was skeptical, and then I started again on it, and then with motivation, like I said, I finally put it all together, and 2022, I just decided, yeah, that is my way forward, because creative writing is what, that's my goal at the moment, and I am just going at it. So if I had to do anything differently, I would publish a book earlier. That is the only thing I would do differently. And
awesome,
when it comes
awesome.
To... Your other question was, repeat your other question. I swear it had something to do with my writing.
Well, let me just say this. I want to salute you for really going after it, because it does take a lot to motivate ourselves, to push ourselves forward, and to really go after what it takes to make it happen, to make that vision a tangible thing. So, like you said, you would have published earlier. So that means that you would have removed all doubt and you would have walked into your purpose earlier. But you're here, and we're so glad that you are here, and we want to thank you for being here. And my final question is, what's on the horizon for author Serlina Rose?
Okay, so I think before I answer that, your question was relating to where you can find my books, right?
Well, so we did want to know where we can find your books. You can put all of that in the same context as what's on the horizon. Where can we reach you? Again, shout out. And then anything that you may have coming up, any events. I know that things have been on lockdown, but if there's any public events, again, where we can get your books and where we can connect with you as we close out.
Okay, well, first off, my books are found on Amazon. I am trying the Amazon Kindle Unlimited promotion, because as a first-time author, I am trying it out to put my book out there, so that others can get a feel of it. So it's on the, whoever has Kindle Unlimited can read it there until December, and I will try to put it, reinstate it again so that it could stay there. But it's on Amazon. Both books are listed on Amazon. What's on the horizon for me as an author? Well, like I mentioned earlier, I am going to start off an author tube. I don't like public, what should I say, speaking, but I am trying to get out of it. That's why I started an author tube. So I'm going to put myself out there and talk about my writing, my poetry, do some poetry reading from my books and some poems that I compose. And as I'm composing them, because I tend to write a poem, if not every day, but at least more than one poem a day. So I will read one or two of them and post it on there. I will try my very best to interact with my viewers and my readers through there. So anyone who wants to follow me can go and follow me there and stay tuned. I'll be posting little views of my country, my home island, what inspires me to write. And, you know, you will also get a view of my home island, Miss Beverly, because you say you have no really information about it, and, you know, the pictures and so on. There'll be lots of that posted via my Facebook author page as well as my YouTube. And I have about, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 poetry books to come out soon. That is in the future.
Wow.
A novel that I am working on. So that is like 7 books still. And why is I writing? Because I tend to write with different themes. I try to put my poems at different themes. I write about love. I write about nature, God, because I'm a Christian person. I write about empowerment, self-empowerment, self-love, because I'm a self-motivated young lady. And I love myself, and I am not going to listen to anybody that tried to bring me down. I'm going forward, and it's forward I'm moving with God's help. So that is all what I write about, and I put them in themes, and I put them in books. So my books, them, if you read them, they are all connected through themes, and they interlink with each of the books that they. So if you read Island Girl Affection, you'll get a hint of what's coming in Cherish Virtues, and if you read Cherish Virtues, you'll get a hint of what's coming in the other books next. One should be Paradise Isle, and Paradise Isle will give you a hint of what's coming in the other two books. And my big event, you asked me if I have an event. I was thinking of having a book launch for my upcoming book, Resilient Rules. That's a personal collection of my life story. And then I think about it, because I was using it to, like, you know, highlight my book, publish it on my birthday. But then I was like, it had a thing that someone that was dear to me that I lost. So I just decided that when I finish launch that book, I have a book to launch that I think May 25th will be the launching date for it, if God's Fair Life. So that would be my launching date. On that particular, the theme of the book is Moments of Reality. So that book, you can look out for that launching. It will be virtual as well as physical. You can look out for that launching on my YouTube channel for sure. I'll definitely use it on my author tube. So, yeah, that's the only big event. If God's still alive, our lives, to see next year, that will be my big event. Any public events that I'm having? I'm not really in person at the moment, but if I'm invited to anything, I will definitely send you a message so you can, you know, and I can go live on my Facebook page so you can have a view. But, yeah, that's the only thing. So I'm only now trying to get, I'm getting the hang of being an author and having to sign your own very little book when you see your book actually reaching your hand, like, hey, oh my God, I actually published my book.
I love that part.
something about my books that I haven't told anybody. I do everything about my books. My book covers are my own doing. My home island and what I exactly speaking about in my book. So all the book covers that you will see come out on my books and publish, they are to highlight my home country. It's either to highlight my home country or my community. Island Girl Affection highlights my community. It's a scenic community, and it features a little islet that's in my community. I love that view, because from my home, I can see the view. You know, that's what I see every morning. So my pictures are my original photos that I took, and I edit them and put them as my book covers. So everything is just original with my work, my original writing, my original book covers and pictures and everything. So, yeah, that's
just the author. Wow. You are such an inspiration. I just want to tell you thank you so much for being our guest today. I'm so glad to have met you and to have reached out and made this happen. And I'm also glad to sign up for your newsletter. Congratulations to another new adventure. And I'm going to post that on my Facebook.com/TriFamily Channel page so that our listeners can also access that. And I'm telling you, once you sign up for her newsletter, then you can see Resilient Rose, a poetic collection of verses that tells a young lady's journey to becoming a strong woman. And thank you so much for becoming who you are, Serlina Rose. Your book covers are amazing. I'm sure they read like bestsellers. I'm definitely going to have to order my own. I love the descriptions. I love the way you intertwine your environment. And that holds the legacy of the Dominican through your writing. So, again, thank you so much for being here, our guest on A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel. Be blessed and be a blessing. And we will be looking forward. And we will be
thank
looking
so
forward
much.
To
thank
all
you.
That is coming out, okay?
Mhm. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. What a phenomenal show, ladies and gentlemen. Serlina Rose, live on A Book Is Born. And again, you can visit my Facebook.com/TriFamily Channel page where I have shared what I have found, and I just love it. It's very inspiring. I'm going to also share her Linktree profile. I find that very inspiring as well. And it just goes to show that you can really utilize social media. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. She did say that she self-published because after running into all of the rigmarole and the cost associated with publishing, she knew that she could do it herself, and she did. And I'm very proud of Serlina Rose. So please support this author, student, and entrepreneur. And we want to thank you for tuning in. Now, you can visit me online at GumboForTheSoulInternational.com. Our book will be released this fall, an anthology called Gumbo for the Soul, Men and Women of Honor. We are honoring those that have made a difference while offering hope, inspiration, and the focus is health. We also have this fall Soulful Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. The forward is by the last man standing of the Temptations, Dr. Otis Williams. And I failed to say that Men and Women of Honor is also joined by Dr. Yvonne Sihon. She is the son, the mother of Dave Chappelle. So Dave Chappelle is Dr. Yvonne Sihon's son, and we want to thank her for being on this journey with us. Thank you again for tuning in to A Book Is Born. I am Beverly Black, signing off on Tribe Family Channel, Gumbo for the Soul International. Be blessed and be a blessing.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Lights featuring Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits
and dozens of Billboard Top 10 hits. The Shilites were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Tribe Family Channel.